Sitting shirtless like a man. I hear you listening to the bug on my wall. Say hello.
To the ground. Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm Claude Glass. This is Nuclear Tapes. On today's episode, we are digging into the records and career of Welsh musician Kate Laban. If you want to see anything from our previous sets or listen to an archive of past episodes, it's always posted over on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. We just heard a set of modern bands that draw from similar influences as Kate Laban or are inspired by Kate Laban. Some of her collaborators and friends. But yeah, mostly just bands that kind of draw from similar places of influence. And I would suspect probably draw some influence from Kate Laban in a really primary way, a really direct way. We're going to keep that rolling in the next set here. And we're going to start things off with a local band. One of my favorite local bands, Glam Hand. From their most recent EP, Glum Hum, we're going to be checking out a track called Dylan, which features a stripped down, almost minimal guitar part and vocal, kind of proving that you can make some pretty psychedelic, evocative stuff, and you don't have to rely on a mountain of effects or, yeah, just hiding behind a mountain of reverb or anything like that. It's got a really delightful analog quality to it. I think what struck me about Glam Hand immediately after seeing them at a couple of local shows, I don't know, on basic terms, just the quality of the songwriting. It's quality in a way that I feel like you don't often see in a local band, which is the basic elements of the song are there, you know, it's all stuff that's really good sound to songwriting, but it's not trying too hard, it's not overcomplicating things, it's not just a mountain of really convoluted, overly poetic allusions or something like that. It manages to retain this tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. I just think it's so rare to see somebody at a local show that's writing songs that are seriously good, but also don't take themselves too seriously. And yeah, I think this track is an excellent example of that. Has a definite VU vibe, or a Tim Presley vibe. I think, well, I know that the members of the band are fans of Kate Laban. I just saw them post something online about how they just put up a set of songs that they recorded sort of pre-pandemic at a live show at Government Center, which I attended. It was a great show. If you want to listen to any of those tracks, the link is posted over on their Instagram page, Glam Hand Band, which will take you to their Bandcamp page, glamhand@bandcamp.com. Cool stuff is happening in the town that you live in. Moving on from there, we're going to check out a 2017 track from Carl Del Forno from an EP titled The Garden. Similarly psychedelic, but takes a much different approach. Whereas in that Glam Hand song, you can very easily identify the instruments that are being played in this Carl Del Forno track. I don't know that I can concretely identify anything musical that's happening in the song. Still manages to be kind of poppy and hooky, but even the drums are like not really drums. They're being put through some weird filter or some. It sounds like they're being piped into a metal box with contact mics in it or something. It's just some very mid-heavy drums that I can't really pinpoint. Even the guitar sound is just like sort of weird swells of feedback. An excellent collage of experimental sounds that still managed to come across in a really poppy and interesting way. Her 2019 record is definitely also worth checking out. Maybe a little bit more straightforward than the track we're about to hear. That one's called Look Up Sharp. Definitely looking forward to seeing where she goes from here and what's next for her career. After that, probably the poppiest, most easily identifiably modern tracks of this set list, which is going to come from Becca Mancari from her recent 2020 release, The Greatest Part. We're going to be checking out the first track from that, entitled Hunter. Yeah, it's a wonderful experimental pop record. Some really cool guitar tones on that. I just love the super compressed fuzz guitar sound on this thing. Definitely worth checking out the lyrics and the vocal repetition on a lot of the tracks, especially track 7, Lonely Boy, really are ear-catching. I think I just picked this one because it's a little bit more angular and gets at that, kind of oblique approach that Kate Laban adopts on a lot of her songs as well. Then we're going to be closing our set off with an artist called Astral Brain, who I just kind of randomly stumbled upon on Instagram as I was putting this show together, and I thought, whoa, this is actually a great, I need one more song, and this is a great fit for our show. And then I noticed that they had some Spotify playlists that were posted on their account that were just lists of artists that I really love. So I had to message them and just be like, I can't believe you're into... You're making, like, psych folk. It's really cool. You're also into Piero Emiliani, who's, like, my favorite... One of my favorite soundtrack composers. And they just said that, yeah, he was also their favorite Italian soundtrack composer. Which, maybe that sounds super niche and specific to everyone else in the world. But to me, I was like, yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah, they just seem like kind of fellow music nerds, excited to see what songs they put out in the future. They just released a cover of a Beach Boys track, California Girls, in 2020. We're going to be checking out a single from 2019 called 5,000 Miles. A really cool experimental psychedelic pop or psychedelic folk song. But before we get there, we're going to hear our last Kate LeBond song of the night. The closing track from her 2016 release, Crab Day. The song's called What's Not Mine.
Thank you. say I'm gonna hunt you down. I'm gonna hunt you down.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Nucleotapes on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. Hopefully you learned a little something about Kate LeBond's music, her influences, modern artists that draw from a similar set of influences. And I'll see you back here next week, Monday nights, 5 to 7, and Thursday mornings, 11 to 1. The set list and the archive is always posted on reptiliansnackrecords.com/nucleotapes and the Reptilian Snack Records Instagram page. See you next week.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help get me back to doing the things I love? Like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
It is just past the top of the hour here on 88.3. If it's a Friday night, it is just past 11 o'clock. If it is a Tuesday afternoon, we've just hit the 4 o'clock hour. But either way, it's time for a WRCT music and radio calendar. Let you know some things going on around town to just help keep you sane. Before I get into either calendar, I do want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located right in the middle of Penn Circle in East Liberty at 6015 Penn Avenue. And they specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. You can find out more information at Zeke's Coffee PGH.com. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some cultural things that you might be interested in. Now, this is only going to pertain to those of us listening on a Friday evening. The Tuesday afternoon encore people, you've missed this next one because tomorrow the National Aviary is having an Earth Day celebration from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Yeah, you can connect with nature in the National Aviary's expansive habitats and learn how you can be a good steward of our planet. Watch a fun story time with a special bird visitor. Participate in a green-themed scavenger hunt. Now, they're doing time ticketing, physical distancing, and hand sanitation stations are all over the place. Plus, mask is required for their enhanced safety protocols. For more information, 412-323-7235 or aviary.org. Also, don't forget, coming up really soon, Friday, April 30th through Sunday, May 2nd, it's the Handmade Arcades Spring Edition. That's what we'll call it. I think that's what they're called. It's the Spring Edition. Over 60 of the county's top makers of crafts and just interesting items is happening under a digital roof for the Spring Edition. For more information, info at handmadearcade.org or find them on Instagram or Facebook. Those are other ways of checking them out. And also, it just started, but it's going all the way through May 2nd. It is the 28th annual J Film Festival. The festival promises to build upon the virtual success they did last year. And they feature 18 fantastic feature films. Now, they have with, now it's all virtual. The J Film Fest is all virtual, but you're able to watch filmmaker Q&As. You can vote for your favorite films. You can even participate in a post-screening discussion with fellow festival givers in what they're calling the film schmooze. Now, the goal of the J Film Fest is to present international Jewish-themed films that deepen audiences' understanding of Jewish culture, tolerance, and our own common humanity. For more information, filmpittsburgh.org. And don't forget the Summer Flower Show. I almost said spring, but it's summer. The Summer Flower Show is right around the corner at Phipps Conservatory. It starts May 1st. The show is called The Hidden Life of Trolls. It will feature one-of-a-kind displays of trolls inspired by the mythological creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's an immersive, interactive exhibit like nothing else that Phipps has ever displayed before. For more information about the shows, phipps.conservatory.org. And don't forget that the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is presenting some streaming films at home for you. They're calling it Harris Theater at Home. You can stream things like now through the 25th of April. They've got Oscar-nominated short films, 2021, yeah. Through April 30th, they've got the film Mary Lou Williams, The Lady Who Swings the Band, which is one of jazz's greatest innovators, both as a pianist and a composer. Or also through the end of the month, it's Jazz on a Summer's Day, which was filmed at the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, featuring people like Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Dinah Washington, so much more. Again, all streaming available from a Harris at Home, but you need to check out trustarts.org for more information on all of that. I'm going to say that's my WRCT radio calendar. Yeah. If you'd like to include Invent on this, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Again, these events I have found online. I've searched and scavengered, and they don't say postponed. I saw that Vanilla Fudge was supposed to be coming to Jurgles soon, and that one says postponed, so I'm not announcing that as a show. Just telling you that it was on a calendar I saw. But sick of it all, an Agnostic Front is doing an all-ages show at the Craft House in the South Hills on Tuesday, April 27th. Also, May 4th, Jorma Kaukonen coming to the Veninsky Winery in Rostraver. I've got Parquet Courts listed at Mr. Small's on Friday, May 28th, so we do have a month to see if that happens. Speaking of month, how about June 5th? Steve Earle and the Dukes at Jurgles. June 17th, Sponge at the Craft House. And June 27th, Primus, Wolfmother, and the Sword at Stage AE. So fingers crossed that these shows are happening. And don't forget, Thursday, April 29th, the SOS Pittsburgh Concert Series is having Metal Night. So that's the Save Our Stages Pittsburgh edition, doing a streaming-only performance with Metal Night. Find out more information on that one by, because it's streaming, go to sos2020pgh.org/concerts to see exactly what they all have coming up. And that's my WRCT music calendar. Yeah, it's some things to think about as hopefully the ship's turning, the tide's turning, the sun's coming out. Keeping optimistic, our fingers crossed. If you have an event to include, because maybe you're streaming an event or you know of one, or you're performing somewhere, and you can say, hey, Moxter, tell people I'm performing. Send the email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear both the music and the radio calendar traditionally here in WRCT every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m., except for on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, the Moxter's like, let's do it at 4. Why not? Give you a little bonus one in there. Mentioned I'd tell you what I have for the Midnight Mock coming up, or the 5 o'clock Mock if it's a Tuesday. I do cater to both of you. And I'm talking about my two listeners. I cater to both of you. I have a Friday listener and I have a Tuesday listener. Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Don't even say their names right, so I'm sorry about that. Kate and Anna McGarrigle coming up under the mock lights in less than an hour. Let me see if I can find our way into more music and that's about it. Let me find my way into more music. That's what I do. Well, and as I'm prepping for this next set of music, I want to prep you because I found out just a few days ago Jim Steinman passed away, and much like maybe you, I was like, who's Jim Steinman? Well, as I'm reading his bio, what I realized is he's got writing credits on a ton of songs that you're aware of. He co-wrote basically "Bat Out of Hell" for Meatloaf, which also means, you know, Paradise and Dashboard Lights. That's all him. He wrote the sequel to that that came out, or co-wrote that as well. So they, I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That. That's all him, or I should say part him. Also, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. He wrote stuff for Celine Dion and Barry Manilow and Boyzone. Yeah, so a pretty prolific writing career as far as getting some hits on the charts. But what really surprised me the most was back in 1990, he wrote or co-wrote a couple songs with the band Sisters of Mercy. And I specifically remember when More came out, so I figured, you know what? In celebration of the life of Jim Steinman, let's play some Sisters of Mercy for you.
everybody's living through it. Must admit I get into it. Don't make it harder. Hand me the hand. No time, no way. Where is the garden? And when do we move? Love how you move with me. Takes time, it takes time living on a razor blade. No way. Don't make it harder. Hand me your hand. No time to waste. Where is the garden? Raining on my window and I'm barely breathing.
from his brand new CD called Game Dirt. That is Chris Church here on the Viva Lamont radio program with his song Sunrise. Speaking of brand new releases, literally just came out today, Dinosaur Jr.'s new album, Sweep It Into Space. And I played The Garden for you from that album. And before that was some REM, went back to their Chronic Town EP for Carnival of Sorts. Try to play that right around this time each and every year because CMU is doing their annual carnival celebration. Unfortunately, second year in a row that it has been canceled. And that's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate for those students out there who have not had the experience of carnival. Like, it's a huge celebration here on the Carnegie Mellon campus. An old-timer or historian or actually, it was Jay Thurber. But he was telling me he doesn't think carnival was ever canceled, even like World War II. So how crazy is that? But before the REM, Sisters of Mercy from their 1990 album Vision Thing with More, as I mentioned going into it, a song that was co-written by Jim Steinman. And I mentioned how Jim has like basically co-wrote all the Bat Out of Hell albums with Meatloaf. 1, 2, 3. Don't know if there was a 4. Didn't even know there was a 3. Barely knew about the 2. But if you look up more information on this, he and Meatloaf sued each other. Throughout the 80s, into the 90s, they got back together, made up, wrote music, sued each other. So it comes down to I don't understand the artiste, apparently. I will let you know that the following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Get it? You know, Jim Steinman wrote Holding Out for a Hero. Yeah, I'm segueing. Just follow me. Anyway, growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, those tables have turned and your hero now needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guide you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by the good folks at ARP, good folks at the Ad Council, and the good folks here at the Viva La Mock radio program. Hey, don't forget, I have a mock coming up in just over a half hour. The McGarrigle sisters, Kate and Anna. Hopefully I'm saying their name right. If not, Mando Richard will reach out and slap me. That's coming up at midnight. But I did want to let you know, would you believe it was on April 24th, 1989, that the state of Massachusetts declared that day New Kids on the Block Day.
Step by step, moving back, gonna get to your girl. Step by step, moving back, really want you in my world. Got to know that you drive me wild. Step by step, ooh baby, you're always on my mind. Step by step, ooh girl, really think it's just a matter of time. Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Got to have you all just me.
Step, step,
hey girl, yes it's true. No one else will ever do. Step by step, ooh baby, you're always on my mind. Step by step, ooh girl, really think it's just a matter. Step by step.
step by step. Step one,
we can have lots of fun.
Step two,
there's so much we can do.
Step three,
let's just do R&B.
Step four,
I can give you more.
Step five,
don't you know the time has arrived?
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, crime wave politics are a time-honored response to political movements that take on racist policing in this country, dating back at least to Barry Goldwater, as organizer Josmar Trujillo was reminding us back in 2015. But here we are again, as outlets like the New York Times announce a reported rise in the murder rate with coverage steeped in false presumptions about what that means and how to respond. Our guest says prepare to hear a lot about how police need more resources because crime is surging, and offers antidote to that copaganda. We'll hear from Alec Karakatsanis, executive director of Civil Rights Corps and author of the book Usual Cruelty, The Complicity of Lawyers in the Criminal Injustice System. Also on the show, while we're to understand that police could prevent crime, if only they're permitted, we're also asked to accept that the most powerful law enforcement in the country just somehow couldn't manage to prevent Olympic gymnast team doctor Larry Nassar from sexually assaulting dozens of young women, even after they'd been alerted. FBI actions around Nassar went beyond mere negligence, falsifying testimony, pressuring witnesses. But to actually address that, we'll need to acknowledge systemic indifference to gender-based crime. Jane Manning, director of the Women's Equal Justice Project, joins us to talk about that. That's coming up. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR. New York Times readers have seen a couple of stories recently about a reported rise in the country's murder rate. Among the top driving forces, readers were told, quote, increased distrust between the police and the public after the murder of George Floyd, including a pullback by the police in response to criticism, close quote. But reference to the unsupported, inflammatory, so-called Ferguson effect is only one of the problems with the Times reporting here, which sparked a thoughtful Twitter thread by our next guest. A former civil rights lawyer and public defender, Alec Karakatsanis is founder and executive director of Civil Rights Corps and author of the book Usual Cruelty, The Complicity of Lawyers in the Criminal Injustice System. He joins us now by phone from Washington, D.C. Welcome to Counterspin, Alec Karakatsanis.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, there's some overlap in the problems in the September 22nd story bylined Jeff Asher and then the September 27th Neil McFarquhar piece on what's called a murder spike in cities across the U.S. But maybe start with Asher's as it originally ran, because that's relevant. What was so wrong and so troubling about that report?
There are a number of concerns. I think that the most obvious and simple concern to highlight first is that Asher has a long history, first working at the CIA, then working sort of covertly with Palantir, the CIA venture capital-backed tech firm that works with police departments, military,